So David Belknap is going to talk about maybe 3D EM conventions that maybe we should all agree on in terms of the packages. And I think this is really critical for our community.
Thank you, Clint. I was asked to talk about our work in implementing these conventions, and this is what James was addressing earlier in his talk. I think this is an answer for it. So what myself and Bernard Hyman, Monica Kagoyan did 2 years ago is we published a set of common conventions that we proposed for the community. And this is the reference at the top. And my motivation for joining this was this following, because I come to meetings like this and I get really excited about trying some algorithm, but then I get home and try my package, and to get over to this package is this huge barrier to get to change formats, and it can sometimes take days, in some cases, to understand and then to change the formats. And some of you have tried that, know what I mean. And I think the efforts that Eman and Sparks and others have done are doing is a great step forward. So this is the model that I think hope to be able to do in the near future, is that if I start off with one software package and I decide I want to do some part of the analysis with another one, I can easily go to that one and try it, or another one, or however many I'd like, and be able to just go seamlessly back and forth. Without having to spend hours or days changing formats. Much like some programs work with images where you can import all kinds of images into them, and it doesn't matter the format. And I should say, though, that this effort, really most packages now can input many types of images, so it's really not about the image format anymore. It's more about the parameters that we use. So, and then the idea would be, when we're done, that we all deposit our maps in the EM data bank, and we have a consistent format that we deposit there. So, if this is a diagnosis, if we have a problem, this is the diagnosis. We have incompatibility between packages. People are taking too much time learning conventions of packages, and sometimes they're not even there. Or they're very difficult to find. We have inconsistent archiving in the EM data bank, and often it's incompatible with other forms of structural data, such as from NMR or crystallography. So we want these to work better. And so this is our proposal. We don't want our prescription for treatment. So we don't want any exotic treatment. We don't want to come up with really new things. We don't want to come up with really fancy. We don't want to invent any new math. So we want some things that are plain and easy to understand. And then that's part two here. We want this to be teachable. We want people who are new novices in our field to be able to understand quickly the conventions and the things we do. We don't want to play favorites. It's become clear that, you know, there are lots of people doing packages, and that's really important in our field, I think, because we all have good ideas, and people are going to come up with things. And if we just play favorites, we say, well, we should all use package A. Well, that's just not going to work politically. The other thing is that we also realize that if you force everyone to, okay, let's say we adopt a standard, but you know, some of these packages are 30 years old or more, and nobody wants to take the years or months to go and have to fix everything internally. So the idea is to have something external that you could then just have some that could just pass back and forth, and there'd be maybe a little routine that would change it to the internal format of the program. We want something to last a long time and be able to have our data and the data in the EM data bank be a good resource for many, many years. One of the trips I took to the EM EBI, where the conventions where we've had some meetings on the conventions, I went there a couple of days or a few days early and visited with my parents some sites in London, and one of the things we saw was went to the Greenwich Observatory, and it struck me how of this convention, you know, this is the zero meridian, and it was decided that this is where it would be, and you know, it could have been anywhere. The zero meridian could have been anywhere on Earth, and but that's where it is, and we have to choose somewhere. So we tried to be fair. The conventions we proposed are not based on any one software package. We propose that they evolve through the EMDB. There's no change of internal convention, so no package has to change anything they do internally. We propose that they just read and write some standard file. And again, the change, if everybody has to do something, then that's more fair. Okay, so this is some of the conventions we've proposed. So one of the issues in microscopy is often you get the micrographs we often display with the protein density black. And that's fine, and that's often the easiest way to see it, and that might work well in a paper as well. But for putting a map in the EM database, we think that we propose that the density be positive, because often this is negative. This is actually negative density, and it's a little confusing, especially for people who may not be in our field. If they download a map from the EM databank and find, oh, wow, this is negative, or they don't understand, they look at positive and it looks really strange. If you were to take this and just look at the positive densities, it would look very strange. So we propose the density be at least in the EM databank, be placed there as positive. This is our orientation convention. There's many ways that you can describe an orientation. And we propose that there are a couple of ways be available and that people could deposit in. The Euler angles here, defined by the three angles, the theta angle, this angle, a phi angle, and a rotation angle around this vector, psi. Or another convention, and these would be interchangeable, where you just define with a vector, a unit vector here, and you define by a fractional x coordinate, fractional y coordinate, and a fractional z coordinate, and as well as a rotation about the vector. So this is a change. So just to highlight a couple of changes, the Tim Baker package, and I think this is also maybe what the MRC package uses. Three orientation angles, phi, theta, and omega, where omega is actually a left-handed rotation, and the convention is that the psi angle, where this is a negative, is the negative of omega. So, because rotations are right-handed, and this is for Eman. Eman has rotations has these angles. There's a rotation about z. A new x-axis, and then a second z-axis, and the convention is that we rotate first around z, then around y, then around z. So all packages that I've looked at have a change in them in their convention in some way. So we just didn't adopt the conventions of one single package. So here's the orientation convention. So we propose that the very first pixel be labeled as the zero, as with the coordinates of zero, and if this were in 3D, it would be 0, 0, 0. But the origin then would be a positive deviation in x, y, and z to whatever you define as the image origin, whether that's the center of mass, the center of volume, or a symmetry origin. And I'll say a little bit more about that later. So rotations. So rotation, right-handed rotations are positive, but what is a right-handed rotation? And we realized how confusing this can be, because what do you rotate, the coordinates or the object? So as we've defined it, coordinates are rotated anti-clockwise, and the object rotates clockwise. That's a right hand. That's what we have defined as a right-handed. With the axis pointing at you. So yeah, you have to define where the axis is pointing. So if the z-axis is pointing directly at us here, then the right-handed rotation is that the object rotates clockwise, and the coordinates rotate counterclockwise. So here are the original coordinates here, and here they are again here. So the object here is rotated clockwise, and we've rotated then the coordinates anticlockwise. Okay. Yes, I put a left hand here. Yeah. Okay, so this is where we've put the conventions, and if this is the EBI website, where you can go right here to submit your maps, or you can actually search for maps here that have been deposited. And right here there's the button to push to submit something, and here's the button to if you want to look at the conventions. This is a page on that website where we've put some of the conventions. And there's the paper. You could download the paper as well. And let me just show you a couple of things here. So here's some things if you want to test. There's some things here to help you with rotations. You can download that left-hand map if you'd like to look at that. There's a description of orientation conventions, and then a table here where we list different Euler angles and their equivalent view vector and angle, a rotation matrix, just to define all this, and as well as what those objects should look like if you rotate to those positions with that model map. Also here we show origin and orientation conventions for different symmetries. So for example, we propose that if you have an asymmetric particle, that the origin is actually user and the standard origin, standard orientation are user defined. But if you have a particle with cyclic symmetry, that the origin needs to be on the symmetry axis along somewhere in the and that the standard orientation is that the z-axis is on aligned with the symmetry axis, and so forth for different other symmetries. And if you click on this, then there's some examples. Let me just show the icosahedral one. Dodecahedron. But there's a couple of ways. If for an icosahedron, for example, you could actually... you have twofold axes aligned with x, y, and z, and you could rotate this 90 degrees. So we propose that this orientation be the standard orientation for icosahedral particles. Okay, then another thing that we've been doing, and this is the work of Roberto Marabini from Jose Maria Carrazzo's lab, is to put up a page where people can actually submit their conventions and have a place where all of them would be stored. And this can also help developers so they could know what their conventions actually are, because our impression at least is that some people actually may not even know what those conventions are. And let me show you that website. So here, once you're on the page, you would there's a map for testing whether the output map of your package actually agrees with the conventions, and then some questions for the developers to answer. And what we hope is that once these are submitted, people will be able to browse these conventions and actually look and see what they are. Okay, so where do we go from here? So please input your maps when you're done to the EM databank, and please, we hope that you'll agree that we want to have things consistent and that you will have your map be consistent with the conventions. There's a working group with several EM labs, as well as the Protein Data Bank and the European Bioinformatics Institute, to work on defining some of the terms that we need to define. There was a meeting in October 3 years ago where several people in the field got together and started this. So, and when we have this website available, we'll be letting the community know, and we'd like to ask the developers to please put your conventions there on the website so we can get this started. And we're also working on a medium of exchange between packages, a common parameter file format. So this would be based on the MMCIF and the XML. It would have that format, and that we'd be able to, so this is something that you could just be able to exchange between packages. And also, we'd like to say what do we do in the future? We want to have things go through the EM databank, and the EM databank keeps the conventions. Would basically more or less enforce the standards, though that's a loose enforcement. But they actually may do some changes. And we're trying to develop some tools so that you could easily test if your map does conform to the standards. And then perhaps we could have even a 3DEM standards committee made up of representatives from different labs and the EM databank and the PDB. And these people would be responsible to set policy and amend conventions and things like that for what we need to do. So just to thank the people and acknowledge the people who are involved, Bernard Hyman and Monica Kagoyan were involved in writing up the paper, and Bernard continues to be involved with our group. Roberto Marabini and Jose Maria Carrazzo are involved. They're developing this website for depositing conventions. Wachu's group at Baylor with Steve, Matt, and Phil are also involved. And Kim Hendrick, Richard Newman at EBI are working, and Kathy Lawson, who's here, as well as colleagues at Protein Data Bank have also been involved. And I'd like to just thank many other people. David DeRosier, for example, helped us with the I have no experience with helical, and he helped us with the helical standards. And many others have been very supportive as we've discussed this over the last few years, and I'm really very grateful for that. So thank you very much. So what he's talking about, let's go back to that. So right now the maps that we deposit are in the CCP4 format, and what that does is that the CCP format says that this is the 0, 0 point, and then you have a negative value for this point. Well, I don't think this is incompatible. I mean, that's just that format, particular image format, and I think this makes more sense especially for parameters where we're defining an origin of a particle within a box particle, for example. This just is more consistent, I think, with what people are doing in their packages and so forth, that I think makes more sense that way. And I think we can just get around the CCP4 issue, because that should be really the user is not even going to see that.